Chairman Young, board members, newly appointed board members. David Athey, here to talk about the Olin Corporation site in Morgan Hill. We have a couple things that are above and beyond the recent staff report. We supplied you a monitor agreement as part of a supplemental sheet. We have a new state board draft board that's out and considered by the state board on May 19th. And we have also provided draft plan comments, monitoring plan, the August sub-basin groundwater monitoring plan comments to Olin, which I want to touch on. First thing I want to talk about is the honor agreement. If you have any questions, be happy to take those on the agreement. If there's any clarifications you need, the state board has wrapped those portion of those monitoring requirements into the state board order.
Where did those monitoring procedures come from?
We sat down with Olin and had many discussions with them about what would be appropriate for monitoring of the basin and for these wells. And it came out of what they've done with past monitoring and tried to craft an agreement that would. We had an agreed upon goal, which was that no one would drink water that had purported above the public health goal set by the WEHA. So that was what we started from there. We came up with this agreement.
Because it looked pretty intricate and pretty involved procedure. I was just wondering if it was based on some thing that's been over here by the EPA or used elsewhere, or just practice. So.
No, this is what we came up with jointly. Trying to solve the problem.
After 24 hours of meetings.
At least. The next item I want to talk about, there's no more questions on the monitoring agreement itself, was the state board draft order that's come out. As we anticipated and came out on the April 6th initial draft order, is the state board is setting trigger level at the WEHA's PHG, public health goal, or the notification level that is currently set by DHS. And at this time, there was 6 PPV. The state board did change portions of the draft order and found that the regional board staff, indeed, the regional board did not abuse our discretion in acquiring bottled water or replacement water below the 6 PPV public health goal. They did, like I mentioned before, incorporate a portion, basically the table that's in the back. They included the portion for wells that are 5 to 6 ppb, 4 to 5 parts per billion, and wells that are less than 4 parts per billion into the monitoring requirements of the order. We have until May 16th to supply comments to the state board. We currently have draft comments at this point, and we anticipate getting those into the state board on the draft board. As I mentioned before, those will be heard on May 19th of this month. Anticipate attending that meeting. With that, are there any questions regarding the state board draft order? Mr. Gagnon?
What position will these comments and testimony take about the draft?
If you want to talk about that further, we should talk about it in closed session because it's pending litigation. It is on the closed session agenda.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Any other questions? Are we making progress on this? This is the same thing we were working on in the state school year.
Well, we didn't wait to do that before, John, so we could get this resolved.
So I'm assuming we're making progress.
Yes.
Yes, we are making progress, Mr. Hash. That was my next item I was going to talk about. We actually have a cleanup of the basin. We're going to address the cleanup of the basin. One of the first reports that Olin has submitted is an off-site monitoring program, and staff has supplied draft comments to them. They're proposing to install 8 wells down the axis of the valley, and there's first, I believe, somewhere over 20 wells, other supply wells in there, and we've asked them to go back and characterize those wells to make sure that they would be appropriate for groundwater monitoring in this case, and appropriate cleaning. After that, after we get through this portion of the work, they'll be installing these wells, submitting a characterization report to us, and then also next January, I believe, we'll be submitting a cleanup level report for the basin and also a cleanup plan later that year. So we are indeed moving along and making sure that we stay.
The only comment I was going to make, I agree with the staff's original position of supplying bottled water to the residents up there. I don't agree with the state board's decision. That's a higher date than me, so. But I just wanted staff to know that I completely agree with your analysis, and, you know, it's better to side with the residents and their issue than make a mistake and not supply that type of bottled water, which I thought that they should be receiving.
Okay, do you have any questions or comments?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on then to agenda item 16, our enforcement report. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a pretty long list of the violations that are listed here as we provide every meeting for you. And one of the first ones that pops up is California Men's Colony. We had issued an administrative civil liability complaint for that facility, and that will be on our July agenda.
Yeah, they always have 8 or 10 spills or plugs or something.
Bad boys.
Yeah, bad boys there, for sure.
And then in the right hand column of the blue sheet here in the staff report for this item, I refer to the Cal EPA, California Environmental Protection Agency, and State Board focus on more aggressive and comprehensive enforcement, and their strong encouragement to incorporate a enforcement unit within each regional board organization. And it's something that we had certainly kicked around before in terms of what's the best way to accomplish enforcement, and this is something that has been, you know, tried in other regions. A couple of other regions, maybe three other regions, have had separate enforcement units. Something we considered in the past and had not moved to it previously, partially because we're a smaller organization than some of the bigger regions, and so we've had to have more diversity in terms of what our staff do instead of so much specialization in departments. But we've come to the conclusion that a hybrid approach would make sense, in that we'll have a unit which will have, in addition to the more typical facilities, permitting, inspections, and enforcement. But in addition, we'll have a couple of people who are specializing in enforcement, and mostly in stormwater and NPDES, waste discharge requirement enforcement arena, where we do have a lot of enforcement action. So we sent out a